One of the reasons that primatologists such as Jane Goodall have stressed the similarity between apes and humans is entirely praiseworthy. They want to provide protection for the natural habitats of endangered wild apes and to end inhumane treatment of captive apes in laboratories. But as Marx has pointed out, apes need protection as apes, not as equivalent to humans. He notes, "Apes should be conserved and treated with compassion, but to blur the line between them and us is an unscientific rhetorical device." It's refreshing to work with chimpanzees. They are the honest politicians we all long for. When the political philosopher Thomas Hobbes postulated an insuppressible power drive, he was right on target for both humans and apes. Observing how blatantly chimpanzees jockey for position, one will look in vain for ulterior motives and expedient promises. Primatologist Franz B.M. Deval. Genuine politics, even politics worthy of the name, the only politics I am willing to devote myself to, is simply a matter of serving those around us, serving the community, and serving those who will come after us. Its deepest roots are moral, because it is a responsibility expressed through action to and for the whole. Political prisoner and human rights activist Václav Havel, later president of the Czech Republic. So the chimpanzees cannot help us understand ourselves because the very thing that separates us from them is the human mind. How that mind arose and how it works is still a genuine puzzle. As science writer Elaine Morgan says, "Considering the very close genetic relationship that has been established by comparison of biochemical properties of blood proteins, protein structure and DNA, and immunological responses, the differences between a man and a chimpanzee are more astonishing than the resemblances. Something must have happened to the ancestors of Homo sapiens which did not happen to the ancestors of gorillas and chimpanzees." So what can the chimpanzees and other great apes tell us? Not what we need to know, unfortunately. They can't answer for us the very questions they don't ask for themselves. But perhaps the answer does not lie with life forms at all. If it is human intelligence we need to understand in order to comprehend the spiritual nature of humans, perhaps biology is merely a soupy mess that gets in the way of clean, mathematical binary code. Thus, many theorists have insisted that the answer really lies in artificial intelligence, AI, the intelligence of computers.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.